Okay, I know what you want. I know what you want to ask me above everything else. I got it. You want to know about carbohydrates. Are carbs bad? Should I eat them? Will they make me fat? I gotcha. Okay, so today we're going to talk all about carbohydrates. What are they? What do they do? Are they bad? Should I avoid them? Stay tuned. Welcome to the True Food Freedom and Faith Podcast. I'm your imperfect host, Cheryl Sharko, registered dietitian, nutritionist, and biblical counselor, here to get real with you, my sisters in Christ. Yep, I'm talking to you who struggle with restrictive food rules, chronic dieting, yo-yo diets, emotional eating, and other issues that consume your life, your joy, and your peace. So get your comfy pants on, like I did, and get ready for some real talk about this journey, real nutrition information, and some real solutions so you can live a life in true food freedom and faith. Hello, sisters. Yes, so of course, for years and years and years now, we've been hearing about how evil carbs are and how we have to avoid them, and that only diets that deny carbs are good and healthy for you. Well, is this true? Or is this another rule that's unfounded by science and causes unnecessary restriction, angst, and guilt when you don't keep that rule? Well, let's talk about this. So we've been hearing about keto or paleo or years ago Atkins or gluten-free, all of these things that vilify carbs to some degree. Well, first of all, let's talk about what are carbs. Carbohydrates are just a molecule or many different molecules, but they are made up of three elements: carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. That's it. That's a carbohydrate. You can kind of get it from the word carbo, meaning carbon, and hydrate, meaning water, which is hydrogen and oxygen. So put that together, that's your carbohydrate. Doesn't sound too evil, does it? No. Something good to remember is that carbohydrates most definitely come straight from God's creation, and He clearly intended them for us, and we'll get into that. Okay, so carbohydrates are one of the only three sources of energy for your body. Energy only comes to your body in three sources: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So that's it. You don't get energy for your body or fuel for your body any other way. So carbohydrates in that way, you can see, are kind of important. They come from and exist in all plants. So our main food source of carbohydrates are plants. It's produced in plants by the act of photosynthesis. So remember back to your high school days or your junior high days, plants take sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water and convert that into carbohydrates. It's just a reforming of those very elements: carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, to form carbohydrates. Now, in God's genius, what's amazing is He made those plants food for us. And in turn, we expel carbon dioxide, which they use to make more carbohydrates. It's beautiful and wonderful. Also, I want to go in defense of carbohydrates right now by saying that God clearly developed plant food, which is the main source of carbohydrates, as the main source of food for people. Because back in Genesis 2, it said, "And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there He put a man whom He formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food." So back before the fall, Adam and then Eve were made to be eating these plants, these sources of carbohydrates. So I hope you're getting encouraged, all you who've been missing out on your carbs for years. All right, so there are different types of carbohydrates. We can break them down into two main categories. We can break them down into complex carbohydrates and simple carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates are one of the most efficient fuel sources for your body. So complex carbohydrates are made up of starches and fibers. And starches are things like whole grains, wheat, corn, rice, and then even like the beans and legumes, and root vegetables are a good source of starch. Another complex carbohydrate, fiber. Well, fiber, we're going to do another entire podcast on fiber because fiber is so important to your overall health in many, many ways. So we'll get back to that. But what fiber is the non-digestible parts of the carbohydrates that are found in plants. Fiber is the supporting structure of a plant. So picture, you know, the stalk or the stem. But when thinking of the types of foods that you probably eat, the type of plants you probably eat, think of fruits and vegetables and the skin, or think of celery, those strings. Think of the outer layer of grain. It's often removed during processing and refining to, say, make white flour or other things, or white rice versus brown rice. Often it's that outer layer that is removed, and that part is the fiber that's not really digestible in our gastrointestinal systems as human beings, but they perform other very valuable functions. Okay, so that's complex carbohydrates, starches, and fibers. Now let's talk about the simple carbohydrates. These are the ones that are particularly vilified. And these take the forms of naturally occurring sugars that are in fruit and some vegetables and in dairy. But again, these are naturally occurring sugars in their complete package of the whole food, as opposed to the more concentrated simple added sugars, such as table sugar or honey or molasses, corn syrup, those types of things. Now, there's this misconception that honey or maple syrup or something more of a liquid, naturally occurring, somewhat, sugar is more healthful, more beneficial, and has less weight gain potential than something like table sugar. Well, it does not have less weight gain potential. I mean, a sugar is a sugar is a sugar, and it has the same amount of calories per gram, which is 4, by the way, in case you're wondering. However, the darker the sugar, like a honey or a maple syrup or molasses, the darker it gets, the more antioxidants it does tend to have. So in that way, it could have a minor effect. But overall, sugar is sugar. So whether you've given up your white granulated sugar and you're using honey instead, thinking it's somehow preventing calories from getting into you, that's not actually accurate. So, but sugars have a place, particularly those naturally occurring ones in fruit. I've heard people afraid to have fruit because it contains sugar. First of all, again, there's nothing wrong with sugar, but particularly when it's in its own package, so to speak. So when fruit is eaten whole, it has a lot of fiber in it. So yes, you're getting the fruit sugars, but they're nicely packaged in a way that slows down that digestion because it's wrapped in its own fibers and many, many other nutrients as well. Okay, so we talked about what technically carbohydrates are and what different types there are. Let's talk about what carbohydrates do. Well, in food, carbohydrates have a specific function, or many actually. Some of those are, they are sweeteners, they are bulking agents or thickeners. They're also gels. They're essential in browning sometimes, definitely caramelization. So they definitely have function in food. They have many other functions as well, but these are just some of the more recognizable ones. So that's what carbohydrates can do in food. Let's talk about what they do in your body, which is really probably what you want to know. Carbohydrates break down into something called glucose. You've probably heard of glucose. Glucose is the ideal fuel source and the most efficient fuel source for all of the cells of your entire body. It's the preferred fuel source of your brain, and it's the only fuel source for your red blood cells. So glucose is very, very important for you to live. And carbohydrates are an efficient and direct source of that glucose. So you can start to see the importance of carbohydrates even in the body at this point. Your body needs carbohydrates. And the closer to the natural state of the food, such as I was saying before, a whole piece of fruit, whole grains that still have that fibrous outer layer on them, the closer to that natural state, the better. The more nutrition, the more nutrients, the more fiber your body's going to get. So for example, a lot of people like to give applesauce to their children. They believe that's a very healthful source of nutrition. It can be, however, an actual whole apple is far more nutritious because it contains the skin. And the skin contains two things to keep in mind, fiber and pigment. And those pigments we'll talk about in a moment, why they're so important. Even less nutritious than applesauce would be apple juice, because now you're just getting the liquid part, none of the fiber, not even from the pulp. And you are getting some of the vitamins and minerals of that fruit. But again, it's just a kind of just sugary water with some other nutrients thrown in there. You're not getting the full benefit of the fruit. So whenever possible, opt for yourself and for your children, as long as they're able to eat them, whole fruits. You have a lot more benefit there. And that goes for just juicing in general, too. A lot of people like to juice fruits and vegetables. Nah, eat it. You have more benefits health-wise from eating the whole fruit and vegetable, but it's also filling you up. So you're becoming satiated and you're able to stay full longer because you are now eating the fiber that is in that fruit, not to mention getting the full nutrients that are in some of the skins that are being thrown away. So again, when you hear a lot about getting rid of carbs or going very, very low carb, that's doing two things. One, it's taking out lessening to a great degree one of the three only sources of fuel for your body, which means you have to have a lot more protein and a lot more fat to meet your energy needs. That actually is not a good thing. We'll talk about those nutrients in future podcast episodes in the next few weeks. Okay, so don't be afraid of carbohydrates. I hope I've made the case that they are important. Also, it gets kind of confusing listening to different messages, because you're hearing on one hand that you shouldn't be eating carbohydrates. On the other hand, I know you've been hearing a lot about plant-based eating, which is very healthy. It doesn't mean no meat or animal foods. It just means a larger amount of plant-based eating. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to eat more plants and eliminate carbohydrates? Carbohydrates are not just bread and pasta or white rice. Carbohydrates are any plant foods. Any plant foods, I should say, contain carbohydrates. And plant foods have so many other benefits other than just the energy from carbohydrates. Plants are where we're getting lots of our vitamins, lots of our minerals, and all of our fiber. They also are providing something else that I want to talk about for a minute called phytonutrients. So I had mentioned the pigments in a lot of, say, fruit skins or vegetable skins, or even in the meat of the fruit or vegetable itself. Pigments indicate something called phytonutrients. Phytonutrients are chemical compounds within a plant that are there to help it survive. So they help protect it in different weather conditions, and make it stronger, help resist pests, and all of that kind of thing. So they are beneficial to the plant and the plant growth itself. However, in God's amazing and wonderful creation, it also, we have found, have so many very important benefits to humans when we eat them. Some of these phytonutrients take the function of antioxidants. Some of them are anti-carcinogenic, so they help fight cancer. So they're all bioactive compounds that do different functions in the body. And we can see plants that have a higher amount of different phytonutrients tend to have different colors and brighter colors. So when you're choosing all of your carbohydrates on your plate, try to make it a colorful plate. And that's not to say that white fruits, vegetables, and grains do not have phytonutrients. They actually do. Every color, including white, has phytonutrients of different types and different kinds. I'm not going to go into the different categories of phytonutrients, also called phytochemicals, but if you're interested, just drop me a line and let me know that you want to know. You want to know more detail. Other than that, I'll just kind of do more of the flight over the battlefield for you here so that we don't get stuck in the weeds. But I'm happy to go deeper if that's what you would like. So again, carbs are good. They're a good gift from God. In fact, if you think about it, the specific foods that God often mentions as blessings are carbohydrate-based. Bread, right? Honey, even milk has a carbohydrate in it, in the lactose. In fact, it's one of the few animal foods that we can get an abundance of carbohydrates from, is from milk and dairy products. So I just find that interesting. God made those first in the garden, and he wants to bless us with those things. So let's not be afraid of carbs, or certainly not vilify them. We don't want to call what God has said good evil, right? So when you are eating and choosing your carbohydrates, of course, there are different levels of nutrition in them. As I mentioned, the closer they are to their natural form, a whole grain, a whole fruit, a whole vegetable, the more nutrients they have in them, the more refined and further away from that natural state they are, the more they've been stripped of those nutrients. And if we have an abundance of them, say, fully refined or table sugars or simple sugars like that, of course, they're not providing our body with much more than just straight energy. We're missing out on so much of the nutrition, not to mention so much of the flavor and texture. So I love to try to get people to love those whole carbohydrates, trying them. Realizing if you're, say, you're used to just eating white Wonder Bread, and the first time you have wheat bread, you're not going to like it. You're really not. But what is a really neat thing in nutrition is that your taste does adapt. So don't just give up after one try. Try them out. Try different whole grains. Try vegetables, roasting vegetables, steaming vegetables, sauteing vegetables, mixing them up with sauces, whatever you can do to have a rainbow of a plate or a bowl, because that will bring more nutrition and more nutrients to your body. To reiterate, in the category of carbohydrates, aside from the milk or dairy products that have carbohydrates, the rest of them are going to be plant foods. Fruits, vegetables, grains and cereals, beans, legumes, nuts and seeds are all part of the carbohydrate family of foods, and they're all wonderful and delicious. And not only does our body need carbohydrates to survive, but they're yummy. So enjoy them. And as always, thank God that he was so kind as to give us carbs. And now I'm going to answer the question that you really want. The reason you're probably listening to this podcast. Do carbs make me fat? Okay, here's your answer. Drum roll, please. No, carbohydrates do not make you fat. Let me just talk about what fat on your body is for a second to help you understand this better. Fat on your body is just the storage form of energy that you didn't use. And it's ready. It's ready to use when you don't have enough intake of your food and you need to use some more energy. That's what fat is. It's a pretty cool thing. It's just that in our culture, with so much readily available food and more sedentary time, we tend to be storing a lot more energy. So in order to gain fat or get more storage energy, we have to consume more energy or calories than we're using. Whatever's extra gets stored for when it's needed as fat on the body. So carbohydrates are not the reason that we're storing fat. It's because we are eating overall more calories or more energy than our body needs at that time. If we are to eat a little less than what we need in a certain day for our energy requirements, then it's going to take some of that fat and convert that into the energy that we need. So that's pretty simple when you think of it that way. It doesn't matter what kind of food or energy you're putting into your body. It just matters whether or not you are eating more energy than your body needs or less energy than your body needs. It doesn't matter if it's carbs, proteins, or fats. Although when you eat fat, it actually has more than twice the amount of energy than a carbohydrate or a protein, but that doesn't make that bad either. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks because your body needs fat as well. So again, no, carbs do not make you fat. The type of carbs even do not make you fat. Some have different properties to them that cause blood sugars to rise more quickly. Remember, the further away from that whole natural form of the carbohydrate, the more refined it is, it will flood the bloodstream quicker, raising blood levels of glucose faster. But it doesn't make you fatter eating white bread versus a whole grain or eating a carb versus a protein. Again, it's just the overall amount of energy or calories that you consume that determine the amount of fat storage. All right, so that's my diatribe on carbs. Just to summarize, carbohydrates are just molecules of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and one of the three only fuel sources for your body. It's the ideal and most efficient source of glucose, which fuels all the cells of your body. And of course, there are different types. There are the complex, which are very nutritionally rich, and the simple, which are not evil, but they don't have as much of the nutrition in there. Now, how do we take all this new information and use it without it becoming another enslaving food rule, another restrictive diet that you're now enslaved to? Well, think of it as a best practice, using a best practice for carbohydrates. What can you do? Well, first of all, you can use your wisdom and even your self-control, if that's required, if that's called for, to make nutrient-rich choices. You have the choice. Neither choice will be wrong. Again, choosing white bread over whole wheat bread is not a sin. It doesn't call for guilt. But if you would like to nourish your body in the way it needs, help your body to feel better throughout the day, then you may decide, I want to incorporate some of these things in a healthful way with the right mindset. So the best practices for this, which are not, again, a diet or restriction, is to try and make most of your meals to be colorful, to have variety in their carbohydrates, to utilize more of the whole forms of the carbohydrates. Now, that does not mean 100% of the time you have to eat like that. Just more, increasing in the amount of times that you choose a whole, more natural form of a carbohydrate than a refined form. It does not cut out all refined carbohydrates. Those are wonderful. Those are enjoyable, especially during a time like we have coming up, the time of this recording, Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving and carbohydrates seem to be intertwined. Aside from the protein turkey, the rest of the foods on a traditional table tend to have the most to do with carbohydrates. And that's fine. But if you would like to have some tips as to how to incorporate some more of those nutrient-dense, more nutritious versions of carbohydrates into your traditional dishes without having a riot at the table, mind you, sometimes it's not worth it, then I created something I like to call a bump up. So when I do a nutrition bump up, it's not for giving you a diet or enslaving food rules. It's just taking nutrition science and helping you to incorporate it in a way that is enjoyable, that helps your body to feel good, and it doesn't change your whole world. It doesn't set you up for failure. Okay, so this one I created is specifically for Thanksgiving, November 2021. because it is found in the November 2021 newsletter, which you can sign up for at truefoodfreedomandfaith.com. Now, if you're already a newsletter subscriber, you don't need to do a thing. This will be sent directly to your email box with this month's newsletter. Again, this holiday bump up for carbs, you can get by signing up for the monthly newsletter at truefoodfreedomandfaith.com, but it's only available for the November 2021 newsletter. If you missed that and you're listening to this podcast later, don't worry. Every month, the newsletter has some goodie or two. Feel free to subscribe at any time. It's such a wonderful time of year to stop, think about all God has done, all that we do not deserve that He has done for us. And then on top of that, He gives us wonderful gifts like food, like carbohydrates. Go enjoy them with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones. And until next time, remember 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. See you soon.